I'm Nick Bruner, and this is the Hey Listen quasi-regular podcast. If you're just finding it, this is where I bring you contemporary music-related interviews and features, usually found, though not always, Saturday nights on Cap Radio, 90.9 FM in Sacramento, California, USA. Before we get started, a big hello to Robert in Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. He sent me an email about my interview with Patterson Hood of the Drive-By Truckers. Robert found that through the NPR One app. And if you found this program there, welcome. Want to let you know you can also stream full episodes of our weekly music discovery show at capradio.org/heylisten. It's fall at the time of this recording. The days are getting shorter, or at least feeling that way. We are pumpkin spicing the absolute hell out of everything in sight, and naturally, looking for a good scare or two. This interview comes from the Halloween episode of Hey Listen, where I was featuring songs of doom, death, and terrible resurrection. And since even the restless dead have to eat, how about a nice vegan dish?
Let's see here. How about this?
All right, here's what we'll need. 2 pounds of potatoes, salt and pepper to taste, 3 or 4 tablespoons oil or margarine, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 2 tablespoons chives, minced, 2 tablespoons parsley, minced, favorite vegan milk as needed, unsweetened. That's the recipe for mashed potatoes found on page 69 of Comfort Eating with Nick Cave, Vegan Recipes to Get Deep Inside of You. And this is one of 2 vegan cookbooks just released by Microcosm Publishing. The other one is based on the work of Morrissey, or at least Morrissey hoarding food. We'll get to that in a little bit. Who writes and illustrates cookbooks based on goths?
Hi, I'm Autumn Zane. I'm an artist and a musician, and I live in Brooklyn, New York.
All right, these are pretty specific cookbooks here, Autumn. I mean, how did they come to be?
A few years ago, I was living in Los Angeles, and I was really, really broke, and I had no money, and I was trying to sell my art. I was going through a really dark time, and I started drawing these pictures of... It started off with just goths eating things. Like, I would draw, like, Susie Sue eating tacos, and the Sisters of Mercy eating things, and Roz Williams eating things, and then I started drawing Nick Cave eating things, and those drawings became this zine. It was called Comfort Eating with Nick Cave, 13 Images of Food Drama. I sold it in my Etsy store, and then I sold it into the zine shop called Microcosm. A year later, they asked me if I would collaborate with Joshua Plug. He's like a vegan chef. And then I would send Josh images, and he would make recipes out of that. And I also did a zine of Morrissey hoarding food called Defense of Eating with Morrissey. So that's how it started. It's kind of ridiculous.
What's so visually appealing for you about people putting food in their mouths?
I was thinking in terms of, like, music is kind of comfort food for me, because when I'm really upset, I don't eat. I listen to music, and it just soothes the same purpose. And I think that eating is very vulnerable, and especially these people that we put on pedestals. It's very human, and it's also kind of funny.
So while the recipes themselves aren't directly related to the lyrics by Nick Cave or Morrissey, I love that you found a place for them within the books. I love you found space for the line, where wet-lipped women with greasy fists crawled the ceilings and the walls, in reference to where we should find rye bread in the Reuben recipe. I just think it's perfect.
Yeah, Joshua did that, which is great. Like, I would do a few things in the actual drawings, but yeah, because he listened to the musical, he made the recipes. It was amazing. Yeah, we both played on the lyrics of both artists, but yeah, he would definitely tie those in when he was writing.
Now, there are a lot of recipes here, so I'm curious, how did you come to work with Chef Joshua Plug?
Well, Microcosm decided it for me. Like, I never met him in my life, and so it was like via email, I would just send him a picture, and then he would be like, okay, I'm going to make a recipe based on this. And it was easy with Nick Cave, because it would just be like funeral potatoes, and he could make those, but Morrissey, it was so... weird. I would just give him things like the internet or Alf or just like crazy things, and he would make these weird recipes based on that.
And all of these recipes were inspired by your drawings of Cave and Morrissey?
Yeah. Like, I would just give him a drawing and he would make the recipe based on that. It was a really strange way of working. Usually it's the other way around.
How has the reception to the books been in the short time that they've been available to the public?
Everyone's likes them. I mean, I'm kind of surprised. Like, they're just super into them. I think that people think they're really funny. if you like the musicians or hate the musicians, I think that you get something out of it. The recipes are really good. The people I've talked to have really liked them. I'm sure there's pissed off Morrissey fans. I mean, there always are. So. And I was also very worried about the timing of the Nick Cave one because I made these drawings way before his son died and way before the documentary. And then when that happened and the books came out, I just felt kind of like, oh God, too soon. I couldn't help that. So I hope people read the intro and at least get that it had nothing to do with, you know, what's happened to him.
Oh, yeah. Did you get an official word from either one of their camps?
Morrissey's manager apparently really liked them, but I don't know if Morrissey did. And then I think maybe the Nick Cave was a tougher sell. But I mean, so far, neither person has, you know, stopped it. I appreciate that because it's all, I mean, it's done in love. I mean, these are two artists that I've admired and listened to for most of my life.
Now, Adam, you've also mentioned that in addition to Nick Cave and Morrissey shoving food into their mouths, you've also drawn Sisters of Mercy, Susie Sue and the Banshees, Depeche Mode. Any chance that these musicians are going to get their own cookbook in the future?
They are talking about doing more in the future, and that might happen. I'm worried about, like, I don't want to, like, play an idea to death, you know? Like, I think it works really well with Nick Cave and Morrissey based on their personas and how they are. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's talks of future ones, but I'm not sure who it would be. Like, I'm doing other projects now, too, so, I mean, who knows? We'll see.
Thank you so much for your time and talking with me, and congratulations on the books.
Thank you so much, Nick. It was a pleasure.
Dig yourself, Lazarus, dig yourself. Lazarus, dig yourself. Lazarus, dig yourself. Back in that
Larry hole. Made his nest up in the autumn branches. Built from nothing but high hopes and thin air.
That's Autumn Zing, the mind behind Comfort Eating with Nick Cave and Defensive Eating with Morrissey. Both available now from Microcosm Publishing. Check out Autumn's website with all of her work. It's at AutumnZing.com. That's AutumnZing.com. Now, you know, you would have heard the perfect song to follow up that interview from none other than Moz himself, had you been streaming the full episode of Hey Listen. Well, good news, it's available to stream on demand at our website, along with other songs to suit the season. Eels, Tom Waits, The Black Bells, a whole bunch more. All you have to do is pop over to capradio.org/heylisten. And while you're there, you can find previous episodes of the show, also other podcasts from me and from all around this radio station. Patterson Hood of the Drive-By Truckers. You'll hear from comedian Robert Barry. He walks you through three songs by the Talking Heads that all have a narrative that he describes. It's fascinating. It's good stuff. Pop by our website and do us a solid. If you like what you hear, share the links with your friends. Thanks so much for finding this podcast from Hey Listen on Cap Radio, 90.9 FM in Sacramento. I'm Nick Bruner, and we'll see you next download.